I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So you had McDonald's at the airport. Is that your like tradition out at the airport? Have a McDonald's?
Well, who knows? Maybe next time we're in an airport together, you'll find out.
I can't imagine that. Was it good? What did you have this time? Last time it was Big Tasty, wasn't it?
Oh, it was quite funny, actually. All right, so busy McDonald's, woman serving. It's like 50 people in the queue, all in lines. Woman serving staring at me. I was like, hi. She's staring, like not even taking the person in front of her's order. I was like, okay. She kept turning around. Me and Steffi got to the front to order and she just started crying. Like on the spot crying, like full on crying.
Oh,
and
I was my God.
Like, hi. She just literally cried. And everyone's looking. I was like, what do you want? And then her manager let her come and have a picture and everyone in the queue was then like, who's that?
He famous?
Yeah.
Oh, salty tears in your burger.
Hello, listeners of Low Your Expectations. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to episode 37. Welcome to the Marcus household and the Matcus table. Although we should kind of call it like the... Well, it can be Matcus because for Adam, there's an A in there.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, so that worked. Matcus works for Adam as well. Welcome to the kitchen table where we are recording a new episode of the podcast. And today is a very exciting episode.
Why is that?
Well, it's a massive day in the Butler household.
Oh, it is a very big day.
Possibly the biggest day I've had living here 2 years.
Do you want to explain?
It is. I feel like we explained it a few weeks ago saying that it happened. That I put the order in.
Those 2 weeks have come so fast. I was thinking there's still another like 10 days or something.
Yeah, no. Today is the day. Don't worry, I put it in my calendar. So it's not sad. It is not sad. It is the day I'm getting new internet. Woo! I can hear all you listeners are so excited as well. Wow, crazy, right? New internet.
I feel like you want to cry. You're tearing up.
I very much could so. Like, I've been checking my speed test I've probably done it 10 times today so far, just waiting for that to kick in. It's a big day. You know it's a big day.
It's a huge day.
It's probably the biggest stress in the workspace is the internet.
I upload videos from home purposely because I can't deal with doing it here. It's so stressful.
To give an example, I have shit internet as it is just in the area because the phone line's not good enough, blah, blah, blah. So we have a dongle box that we have to run upstairs because I only get 4G in my house in my bedroom with the box like close to the window.
That fucking box. Honestly.
So one of us is always like, oh, is the box on? Nope. Cool. Running up. Oh, is the box charged? Nope. Well, you've got to charge it before you can turn it on.
What I love is when it just turns itself off.
It just
mid-upload.
Or it just runs out of data and then have to pay another £10 for another 10 gig or whatever.
You're going
to
save so much money.
Oh, Vegas is on the cards now. No, but honestly, if you have lived in an area of bad internet for more than a month, you will feel our pain. It's 2 years.
It's not as bad as here, but when I was living at home, when I was like 14, the internet in my house was awful. And you can imagine playing Xbox Live.
That's what I'm saying.
When
you're
it's laggy,
14.
I was so upset.
Were you shouting at the...
It's just so upsetting. Yeah. Like, I used to get so angry.
When you were like, fuck off, you American. And you were getting cut out. So you couldn't even get your server out.
The worst, FIFA, and it forfeits.
Counts as a loss. I feel you.
Control out the window. Yeah. I was fuming.
Did you break a lot of controls? I broke a lot of controls.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot. When I lived at home, Simon worked at home. So like if I was playing at home and I'd hear Simon run out the kitchen, what's going on? Are you all right there? And I'm just like, yes, I'm fine.
I used to get told off a lot for being too loud. I was like, my friend Liam's got the loudest voice in the world. So yeah, I feel like I have to speak as loud as he does when I'm playing. So I'm like, all right, mate. Yeah, going really well. And then mum come in, like, can you keep it quiet? It's like 2 a.m.
Did you play with like a group of people?
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you just think you're really cool when like all of you are online and you'd like slag someone off?
After Paranormal Activity watched in the cinema, we're like, yeah, let's all go on. It's like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Like 10 of us. Sad.
What? No, I did that. I mean, when Call of Duty came out, I went to the midnight release and played all night and then went to college at 8 a.m.
I did that with FIFA, not with COD though.
Yeah, oh, I was going to talk about this. So I was going to talk about, I was going to use this for to back up one of my points with you.
Oh, what's that?
So you went to go and play football with my friend Dave. He plays football every week and needed a
good
space.
Fun.
So Matt went to go and play football and we were going to talk about, you know, how his performance was.
I didn't agree to that. Dave said to me, oh, Marcus told me you've really bigged yourself up. I was like, not really.
You bigged yourself up a lot.
You're always saying how good you are. So I'm like, well, I can't make myself sound shit. So I was like, yeah, I'm all right. I got a few tricks in the bag.
Nah, you used to say you used to boss it. You used to run the play. Those were your words.
And I maintained that the other night. I was good at linking up the play.
You couldn't score though, could you?
Not in the first 20 minutes. 45 minutes,
Dave told me.
I wouldn't say 45. But when I did, like the tap, it was like there was a clog. And then as soon as that clog was gone, the goals were flowing.
He said you scored a few after that.
Scored like four. Oh,
that's not a lot. Those games are like 40 to 35 or something.
I think it was 2018. Oh. I was happy. First game back in like 18 months. I was very
first
happy.
First game back from injury.
It was just funny. Like, because you like people who play football know we were swapping goalies. I had to go and go like twice in the first like 10 minutes.
I'm awful in goal.
I'm not bad. No one had gloves.
Yeah, mate, that's like real play.
Yeah, but mate, that's how I broke my hands in the first place, on my wrist. I was like, oh, cool. But I was fine. Oh, yeah, I was knackered. Twice in the first 10 minutes, I was like, should I go and go?
I will give you it. You've always said to me that you're fast. That is one thing you've always picked yourself up at. And Dave did say you're fast.
I did
have to ask him the question.
What was that?
Right, Dave, just be honest. Who's better?
Oh,
because I was like...
But you can't judge that on one game.
Hey, hang on.
Mate, you've been playing a lot of football recently.
I've played...
Playing with the Sidemen, playing in stadiums.
I played twice with Dave. In that five side, I played twice with Dave.
But you played a lot around that, though. So you've had more practice.
That's not true.
Dave said, like, we both need to play at the same time.
So.
Oh, brilliant.
Dave was just like...
We're different types of... I think we'd be very good on the same team, by the way.
He said, I've seen him once. Give me another game with him. Oh, yeah. That's just my phone.
Yeah.
He said, I can finish. You couldn't.
Yeah. No, I'd take that.
But he did say you're very fast.
Okay. In small doses, though.
And then I was like, if you had to choose...
Why are you putting him under pressure after one game?
I was like, if you had to choose for your team, me or him? And he said,
number one, you're like really good
friend.
Number one, you've been friends for like 15 years, so he's not going to be like, oh yeah, Matt. It's not a friendship thing. No, but it comes into
it. No, because Dave is the kind of person who doesn't like to give compliments.
I noticed that.
Did you? Yeah. He does not like to give a compliment.
Do you know what? I said to him, I had some water. I'll make you some water. No, I think you need it more than I do. I was like, cheers, mate.
I was just trying to build some banter.
No, it was nice, actually.
But it'd be good if we could both play it.
I agree.
Because I think he said that as well. We could play well together.
I think so. I think you play up front, right?
I don't like playing up front 11-a-side. 5-a-side, yeah.
There's a lot more pressure 11-a-side, as we saw in the Sidemen game.
A lot of running.
Yeah, you got to be making the runs, haven't you?
I think
we would work together well up front. You could be like Heskey and I'll be Owen. Do you remember back in the day?
No, because Owen's better than Heskey. I'd be like Ibra.
I'll be Rooney.
Yeah, you can be Rooney. I was going to say you can be Pogba, but I'm not giving you that. I'll give you Rooney.
I did feel like Rooney. I said to one of the guys, so this is what Rooney feels like after preseason. I was knackered. In the last like 20 minutes, we'll stop talking about football.
Who's loving this football chat? Right.
Last like 20 minutes, I felt like I was conserving my energy properly. Because you know what I mean? You just run out of steam so quickly.
Yeah.
At first, I was like making runs. I felt like Messi. I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then I was...
You weren't scoring like him though.
No. Ooh. You have to get those goals annoying though, aren't they? Yeah. They're so small.
It's what they all say when they miss.
No, but you know what I mean? It takes a while to get used to it.
Didn't take me a while.
But anyway, while I was playing football, you were in... Because I think I was taking your place.
Yeah.
You were in Mallorca.
I was in...
How was that?
Sunny Mallorca. I was basically there on a job, but it was kind of like... You guys will see it soon because it's going to be a main channel video, but it was like basically a holiday, but it was a job at the same time. Anyway, yeah, it was really lovely, lovely sun. I forgot how stressful it is to go away in peak summertime though, which I kind of said to you. Also, there's a lot of babies on the plane.
Were they crying?
Yes. I felt really bad though. I wasn't like, oh, it's babies. Yeah. I just felt really sorry for the parents, and the mum kept like looking around to us and apologizing. I was like, it's fine. Like,
if the baby was in the seat ahead of you, you just like bang on the back of the seat.
Shut up. Spat at it. He dropped his toy down the side at one point. I just looked at him. I was like, you're not having that back. No, I didn't. I gave it straight back to him. I was like, please don't cry.
With a big smile on your face.
There you go.
Yeah, but what I did forget with Majorca is Magaluf is in Majorca, aka Shagaluf.
Famous Magaluf.
Yeah, and I'd actually been there with Max a long time ago.
Of course he has. No. Here he is.
Like, I was in Majorca on a family trip and me and Max went there for a night out.
They downplayed us.
No, we
you
went there for
there
a night out. When
loving
we were
it.
16, so it was like...
Yeah, especially loving it.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was disgusting. That is disgusting. Honestly, if you haven't been to Magaluf, I don't really know how to describe it. Basically, exactly how the Inbetweeners film portrays it, I feel like that is how it is.
What an accurate representation.
Yes. It is just like, I don't know.
So did you go there this time?
That's what I'm talking about. So we went to the beach on one day and our place didn't have a beach. So we like drove to the beach, blah, blah. And then we're like, oh yeah, we'll just get some lunch. So we Googled some restaurants and we were staying where the beach we went to is quite near Magaluf. So we found this place. It was like, yeah, lovely review. And then we drove into it and I was like, fuck. I was like, we're in Magaluf. Like Magaluf.
Maga.
And then Steffi was like, oh yeah. And you know when it's just... Every corner was the guy standing there.
Free shots.
Yeah, literally like, ladies, where you up to? Come in here for a drink. Five of you go in for free. You get 17 shots and... I'm not going to say what I was about to say. But it was that kind of vibe. And we pulled the car over and it was like people wearing no clothes walking around. It was like a group of girls walked past a group of guys. All the guys stopped, turned. They're like, hey, what's your number? You're fit, mate. Oh, literally. And I was sat in the car. No. And I said to Steffi, I was like, I'm not having lunch here. I was like, I'm sorry, I am not having lunch. I was like,
you were looking down on them. Like, what is this?
I was just like, this was like an experience when I was 16, not when I'm 25 with my girlfriend trying to go for a nice lunch.
Romantic lunch.
Like, on the beach with people like, oh my God, honestly as well. The funny thing, Steffi was like, why is there so many doctors everywhere on every road? British surgery.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
And we looked, and the one we looked at, group of girls going in, I was like, well, it's called Shagaluf for a reason. I was like, there's a lot of people that will need to get the morning after pill or may have done something they didn't want to do and perhaps caught something if they're not being clever. And honestly, there was more doctors on, not pharmacies, like doctor surgeries on roads than there are Starbucks in like London Street.
Oh, God.
It was ridiculous. So I just sat there. I was like, Steffi, I'm sorry, I'm not having lunch here.
Could you imagine if you were a doctor and it's like, yeah, you'd be posted Magaluf. You'd be so
you would
annoyed.
Cry.
Oh, dude, that's amazing, though. I've never been to Magaluf, ever. Did you see a lot of people with like the learner plates on? Like, I hate that.
With the learner plates.
Have you never seen Hendy?
No, it's younger. It's all the like, some people listen to this might have gone, and it's fine. I feel like when you're that age, 16, 17, 18, and it's like, you should go to one of those places as an experience, but it is just a massive dive.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's like vomit. There's literally like vomit in the street, like in the daytime. It's.
I feel like you'd be very unlucky if you're the type... You know, when you book like a package holiday and they drop you off at your hotel, could you imagine just pulling up outside there?
And you see everyone like, eh.
Well, yeah, and you got a person like, hello, lads, yeah, come in, yeah, 15 shots for £2, wee. Yeah. So you didn't have your lunch there then?
No, didn't have
maybe
lunch
next
there.
Time.
We drove further, and I was like, I literally was like, let's just drive further along the beach. I'm sure we'll find some nicer places. And
You should have put that in your travel video. That would have been so funny. Just that one random shot of like you guys are there
in the middle of some like club in Magaluf going for it.
I'd love that.
Yeah, no.
Marcus Butler, you're a twat. I hate you. This podcast is shit. So basically, while I'm doing
yourself.
that, diss tracks. That's what we're going into.
No, you just dissed yourself.
Yeah, but
you got to come at me with more than that.
I like you. I don't want to be horrible to you.
Yeah, you got to jump in on those personal levels if you want to. Diss tracks, yeah.
Everyone's favorite thing on YouTube at the moment. In the UK and the US.
Honestly, it's doing my head in.
So if you're not aware, but you must be, if you like YouTube and you're listening to this podcast, you will have seen everyone jumping on diss tracks, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, it started with... Where did it even start? Like, Ricegum started roasting people.
Yeah, exactly. Like a year ago, wasn't it?
Really shit quality, but it was quite funny. Some of the things he's saying, roasting and making songs about people. That kind of like blew Ricegum up. And then the Pauls came in, Jake and Logan Paul.
They recently, like, and that was bigger than when Ricegum was doing it.
Yeah,
wasn't
it? Well, the promo that both of those two got off that and the growth they got was kind of unprecedented.
But I think the important thing of them, whereas Rice was just doing it to like random people, funny people on the internet, they were doing it to each other and it was very personal, wasn't
it?
These are like personal digs that everyone was like, oh my God, this feels real.
Yeah.
When in reality, it was very obvious.
And it's still being dragged on a little bit now in the sense that there's still like videos like the third verse, the 17th verse, and it's still ongoing. And those videos still smash it. Basically, people have seen the success of that. And in the UK, people have come together and gone, you know what? We need to start this beef like these guys in America.
Well, not people.
Well, Sidemen. Yeah. And it will blow all our channels up. We'll smash it in views. And that's what we're going to do. And literally every YouTuber is doing it.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, at first it was funny. And like I've reacted to it. So it's like I'm fueling that. I can't be like, oh, it's shit. You shouldn't do it. Because I'm getting views from reacting
on the gravy train.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But it is very annoying, isn't it? It annoying because they tried to sell it as like real.
Yeah.
At first, and I'm like, anyone with half a brain knows that it's just...
But then the way I was thinking about it the other day, maybe it's just like wrestling, because a lot of people love wrestling and they know it's fake, but it's like entertainment, isn't it? You just buy into the whole, like the narrative of it, the story, and you don't care about it. You know it's all like written by people, it's all manipulated. Maybe this is the same. Like everyone knows that it's fake, but it's funny and they're just enjoying it. But my issue with it is more of, fine, personal digs, that's funny. But it's like the language they're using. Not even swear words, I'm fine with that.
No, they've like some crossed the line with some of the stuff they're saying. They're like coming for their families, coming for people's girlfriends, their previous abortions or whatever people have been involved with, having babies. It's like, this is going far. Which is, as an entertainment value, I guess young kids watching are like, oh my God, he's like proper dissed him.
Yeah, it's just the misogyny of it. That's what I didn't like. Like, all girls are skets again. And I thought we'd move past that. Do you know what I mean? Why are they saying that? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's not a diss.
Well, it's that. And also, you are gay. It's like,
That is awful, yeah. I mean, that's literally going back to like when I was at school. Now it's still an acceptable thing to say. Like, it's just ridiculous. Very juvenile.
I don't really know what to say about it. It's crazy how it works. In terms of, you look on any of their social blades, they are smashing it. Yeah. The only thing that I'm not so for is how KSI was like, I'm just focusing on music, I'm leaving YouTube. And he did this huge like clear out, deleted 2 billion views worth of views, did all this stuff. He returned with a music video that was amazing, like a proper music video. 2 weeks later, like, oh, here's some drama, I'm gonna start this again.
It's just sad as well, because I feel like YouTube used to be the platform where it was a bit annoying sometimes, where everyone loves each other and it's positivity and, oh, YouTube, we're so happy. It's so positive. Whereas now it's like gone the other way, where it's like dissing people and essentially bullying people is cool and funny.
Yeah.
It's not a good message to send out to like upcoming YouTubers and to like the kids watching as well.
Yeah, it's evolving. You know, when we did a video throwing shade at someone or doing something like that with a tiny little joke, there'd be comments like, you are so mean.
Oh, and I'm like the Robin Birrell one.
Okay.
Like, compared to this now, that is nothing,
like,
isn't it?
Literally nothing.
I don't really understand it. Because even like, I think it was in, whose video is it? Was it KSI who said that his dad wrote to Shaw's dad looks like a paedophile? Like, what the hell? It's people at kids' school can think that's really funny. And then maybe there's a guy there whose dad, oh, yeah, your dad's like a paedophile.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's just scary because it's, I always say that the YouTube audience is getting younger and younger.
Like, of course it is.
It scares me how, like, I was in the airport when I flew home last night. Like, obviously, like, a lot of British people go to Mallorca. And Steffi's flight was before and then my flight. So I was, like, waiting in the airport. And I had photos with literally, like, four-year-old boy.
Oh my.
And there's like 8-year-old kids, all these little boys, Jesus, like coming up to me like, oh, and I'm like, wow. Sometimes surprises me the age that people, because I don't cater, we don't make content for a 4-year-old or for an 8-year-old.
No.
Like, and I find it so interesting. Not that they shouldn't watch it, but just that they are watching it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's the same with this, like even more so, like the Sidemen have so many like young boys.
Impressionable boys
who watch this and be like, oh my God, that is so cool what he's saying. And then they'll go in school and be like, I don't know.
Roasting their sister and stuff like that. Yeah. It's horrible. I guess it's not the creator's fault. It's YouTube is their responsibility to make sure 4-year-olds aren't watching that kind of stuff, I guess. But
how do you control that? It's like, yeah, this has been an issue for so, like, imagine if the same thing always happens. Like you meet a fan who is like, I'm going to love your videos. The parent's like, who the hell is this person?
Yeah.
Imagine that parent then going and watching a video where I'm like, yeah, this fucking dickhead, blah, blah. And they're like, I don't want my son watching that. Yeah, and then they end up blaming the creator for that.
Yeah.
And
it's, but really, it's the platform.
Or the parent.
Yeah, true, actually. You know, it's they like, should be why should
I? I can't control. If your kid suddenly ends up watching a porn on your laptop somehow.
Yeah, that's true.
Whose fault's that? Is it?
That's the problem with the internet, though, isn't it?
But for someone with, like, I can look at these videos and, you know, some of the stuff they're saying, I'm like, okay, that's quite deep. But yeah, I can see the entertainment value of that, but I just worry for the younger people watching it. It's like, oh.
What I hate the most is the hypocrisy sometimes. Do you remember the YouTube in bed video? It was age restricted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The one with Casper Lee, because it was about masturbating.
Yeah.
Whereas these diss tracks.
That is so true.
Well, where these haven't diss tracks are, aren't monetized. They're completely left alone, monetized, not age restricted. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, don't know if they're monetized, because we don't know that. Like, you might see an ad there, but that doesn't mean that.
But you can tell if it's age restricted, though.
Yeah, you can tell if it's age restricted. That is that is an interesting thought, though, because you're right. Like, these disses go in saying way worse stuff than I said masturbation in a video.
Yeah, didn't even say wanking.
And that's age restricted.
Yep. And it was a healthy discussion about it. That was the point of the video.
Yeah.
It's meant to be about
taboo
things.
Never thought about that. That's interesting.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And then you look at these like diss tracks and it's like accusing people of like snorting coke. Your dad's a paedophile. How is that not age restricted?
Shall I tell you the thing that annoys me the most about this? It's going to sound like we're ranting, but I literally don't care. Is how everyone now is a baller on YouTube. Yeah. Like, it's become cool to flash money, talk about how much cars you've got, talking about girls that you're banging and stuff like this. And it's like, I don't like this representation of YouTube, and I'm going to be associated with things like that, because whatever's popular on YouTube, then people associate YouTubers, you know, they throw them all together, which is wrong, but that's how.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always been like that, though, because even going back to PewDiePie, when he was, I mean, he still is, but when he was the shining light of YouTube, he was making rape jokes left, right and center, you know, and he was representing YouTube then.
Yeah.
Now it's this, and I don't understand why this is always the face of YouTube. It's just a bit sad. Although I'd rather that than The Rock, to be honest.
Would you?
At least they're actually YouTubers.
I just find it so cringe when people are just like bragging about money and everything. It's just like, shut up.
No, I agree. It's a very American kind of thing. I feel like they're not as ashamed. It's almost like celebrated over there. Whereas here, a bit more reserved, but on YouTube, we seem to be losing that. Road to Shores running around like Lambos and stuff and all the money. I don't know. It makes me cringe. Yeah, you're right. So when are you going to do your diss track?
I'm not.
Everyone, I saw one of the top comments. It's like, do a diss track on Alfie.
Anytime I tweet now, it's like, do a diss track on Alfie.
No. Why Alfie? It's so mean.
It's very interesting to see who's going to be jumping on that bandwagon of dissing. Basically, because
I wonder if anyone from the Brit crew will do it.
Well, by the time we're recording this on a Thursday, and I feel like it might have come out now. It's hard to anticipate, but I feel like Casper's making one. I don't know if he said it's not a roast video, so I don't know. But
or a diss track or whatever, but it's just...
It'd be funny if someone did like a satire of it, like a parody.
It's just, it's like, I'm not complaining because people are having success and other people are copying that, because that's, you know, how the world
works.
That's how the world, like, someone does something well, someone's like, oh, I'm going to do that and try and do it better, or try and do my version of that. That's how it works. But it's just this dissing thing's becoming annoying.
I think, honestly, I prefer the Jake Paul and Logan Paul stuff that was going on, like their daily vlogs, which are really obnoxious, but they were never as like bad as this, the diss tracks now. I feel like they're going so like personal. The language they're using, like you say, I can't remember which YouTuber, but someone just tweeted out another one saying, oh, you're gay. So why is that a bad thing? Like, what? Yeah. How is that an insult?
Yeah.
Hopefully RIP diss tracks very soon.
I don't think it will.
Surely. It's going to burn out.
I don't think it will. I don't. Then it's going to end up YouTubers are now fighting each other. It's going to be like, who's going to be the first YouTuber to kill someone? Let's do that. Let's start that trend. Let's kill Alfie or something.
You're right, though. Where does it end? Like, I thought YouTubers were going to be in it together, like the friends.
Not anymore.
It would be great to get someone who's involved with all of this on the podcast so we could chat to them about it. It'd be very interesting to know the nuts and bolts of it behind it.
We know the nuts and bolts behind it.
Not really. Like, yeah, we have our assumptions, but it'd be interesting to see what's personal and what's like agreed upon.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying?
Well, like dissecting the fact that they're spraying.
Well, not even the fact, but just like, what are you allowed to say? What are, like, do they have rules? Do you know what I mean? They have like a WhatsApp group where like, guys, let's not talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's do it about this.
Yeah, I bet they do.
I bet they have a... Because we know like filming a music video takes so long to do. Yeah. So when it's all like a video every day, they must have been planning this for like months.
Yeah.
I swear, like when KSI went dead for a while, I swear this is what they were all doing. But that's just my take on it. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I feel like I want to do this one time.
By all means.
Yeah, I don't read weird things like you do in your spare time.
So the headline is, movie-hating Michael Owen has now watched 13 films. Here are his reviews.
Okay. Michael Owen is an ex-professional footballer.
And on Twitter 3 years ago, he's caused a sensation when he revealed he'd only watched 8 films in his whole life.
No, yeah. I don't believe that.
And the tweet was, watched my 8th ever film on the flight home. Must have been bored. Hashtag hate films. How sad is that?
But some people do hate films, you know.
What?
Lucy at Gleam hates films.
What do you mean hates films?
Doesn't enjoy watching them. Doesn't watch films.
I find that so sad. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Lucy Lendrum.
Yeah, doesn't like films. Shout out Lucy if you're listening. Careful what you say. Matt's now scared to... Yeah. He's going to be like, oh, actually, I do understand.
No, I don't get it. But that's just me. But anyway, so a few of his reviews were, Rocky 6 is my favourite film. Didn't like Rocky 1. It's rubbish. Fair enough.
So simple.
And then he said... Thought Jurassic Park was quite good, actually.
Okay.
Heat wasn't great.
Is he tweeting these?
No, he did an article for Shortlist.
It's got to be some kind of joke.
It's not. It's not. Like, he watched Ghost and put, it was all right. Can't really remember what happened.
Is
like Carl Pilkington.
Is there any film he does like?
Oh, and his first date with his missus was watching Cool Runnings. And he said, I was in hell having to pretend I liked that.
It is weird though when people say they don't like films, because it feels like such a thing that everyone likes, because there's so many different types of films. It's like you can enjoy
yeah, exactly. And having studied like screenwriting, it's like almost like a nail
yeah, for
in
you
my heart.
It's like someone offending you, but like as an outsider looking on, it's like, yeah,
mate, you're pretty into your films.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it doesn't offend me if someone doesn't like... I'm the same as you. I'm like, I don't get it.
It's just shocking.
Yeah,
but yeah. And then Creed, he said, it was all right. I'd preferred a good documentary, to be honest. Thing is, documentaries are films as well. So,
yeah,
what?
But no, but I guess he means like, you know, they are classified as films, but they are different.
Anyway, my question to you is very open-ended. Oh, so enjoy
this. What's your favourite film? Is it?
What's your favourite and least favourite film?
My favourite film. I don't
or
have
you
like
can do top
one.
Three. So I can never do a one.
I'll go
do top three.
Yeah, but this is hard because like you have your list. Like you're a film nerd. So you like have your list and you like will like argue and like talk about that. Whereas now I'm just thinking, right, okay, top three or up there things that I can think of right now. American History X. That was pretty cool. Intense. I want to rewatch that.
I haven't seen that in a long time. I watched it when I was at school, I think.
I used to love. Oh, I've only seen it once or twice, but I remember I loved it. City of God.
Yeah, that's. Oh, I got told Brazilian to watch that at uni. I've never seen it. Yeah,
Brazilian film.
It's in the favelas, isn't it?
Yeah, about drugs.
That's cool. I mean, not cool to do drugs, but.
Oh, what else? Don't know. Hit me with yours and I'll.
Well, my mind's got. I know two. The Shining is like my all time, I think, favourite film.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you've seen it, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen
it. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. It's shot amazingly for like that time era. Like, I watched it like a year ago. I was like, fuck.
It's unbelievable. And Jack Nicholson's amazing in it.
All right, try not to get too excited.
I'm not getting too excited.
I can see your trousers move. No.
Jurassic Park, I think.
Oh, yeah. You said this to me the other day.
I think it's the best action film ever made.
I can't remember it.
You need to rewatch it. You need to rewatch it. And I think from a recent
I watched
period,
the new one on the plane.
The
I was
new
like,
one's like, it's wank, really. Her, amazing film as well. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, you should watch it. It's brilliant. So. Really good.
This is the thing. I've got so many like great films. Like, yeah. I could be like, this is a great film.
But well, it's hard. Can I throw one more in there? A Serious Man by Coen Brothers. Amazing film.
Okay.
I'm going to stop there, though.
All right, yeah.
Because I can go on and on and on and on. I don't want to.
Adam, what are your three favourites?
Adam says 2001, Space Odyssey. Burn After Reading. Okay. So we're going same directors. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he hasn't got a third one, though.
Well, guys.
Wait, you haven't done your least favourite film?
I was about to say, let us know your favourite films.
Oh, okay. Sorry, mate. Yeah, sorry. Get that audience participation there.
Least favourite films.
That's a hard one as well, really.
Like, you don't have a least favourite, do you? There's true. Like films I've told you I walked out. We've had this on here before where I walked out of cinema.
Oh, maybe we have.
But there's not like a film. I don't think I'd watch a film now. What about, that's my least favourite film.
What about a film everyone loves but you hate? Because I have a lot of them.
Okay.
I mean, I say I have a lot. I can't think
how
of what.
How many film lists do you have? I can imagine you've got like, right, let's play a game. And you've just got all these lists for films.
Oh, mate, you would hate like... If it's just me, my mate Tom, and you would hate it because we just talk about films all day. Oh. Like what we've been watching. He's watching. His day off today. He's gonna watch like three or four films. Let me chat about it because we're really cool.
He's the guy that you two go to cinema with a whiskey bottle, don't you?
Yeah, we used to.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Alcoholism, yay.
Adam got a least favorite.
Oh, Bridget Jones. Unwatchable turd. Michael Owen's in the room. I love that. That's a good review. I didn't mind Bridget Jones. It's okay. I
can't remember it.
Oh, I've got one. The Holiday. I really don't like Holiday.
See, I used to love, when I was like 13, I was like, I love The Holiday.
Do you know what? It's because of, there's a couple of scenes I just cringe so much. You know when Cameron Diaz is buying the alcohol and then she drives? Got that scene. And then, is it Kate Winslet in it? When she's jumping up and down on the bed when she's in the LA place.
Sounds like you've watched it a lot of times for a film you don't like.
That scene annoys me. And Mr. Brightside comes on. She's like jumping around singing to him. I'm like, oh my God, I'd turn it off.
She's just a big Killers fan.
That song though. When that comes on in clubs, it annoys me so much. Why is it a clubbing anthem? I don't get it.
It's a throwback. There's no, the most annoying song is...
Oh, yeah, that is a nice song.
Oh, I fucking hate it so much. Jump around. Jump.
You're right, though. Is that like trumpety thing at the start?
And then
as soon as you hear that, everyone goes,
yeah, everyone's hands up in the air. I'm like, fuck off.
And Fat Man Scoop as well.
Oh. Fat Man Scoop. Oh. Rock the Planet. Timberland. Great musicians.
Oh, God.
And on that note, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Lower Your Expectations. Please give us 5-star reviews, share the podcast around, and make sure you tune in for the new episode that comes out every Monday. You can subscribe on Acast, iTunes, and maybe some other illegal places. So, yeah.
I can give them that promo.
I hope you enjoyed it, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.